Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So excited to be back with you today as we continue our study in the New Testament Epistle to the Hebrews. What a power-packed, truth-packed letter this is. And today we're going to get into chapter 5, talking about Melchizedek. Melchizedek, and that how that Jesus is a high priest after the order of Melchizedek. So I want to just pause and just invite the Holy Spirit to come and illumine our minds and our hearts today. Father, I thank you for every person who listens to this episode today, and I pray that your Holy Spirit will illumine their minds, illumine their thoughts and understanding to see wondrous things out of your word. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And what the writer of Hebrews is going to do, he's going to draw on the Old Testament to show how that Jesus Christ is, you know, one of his pictures of him is like he is a high priest. He's our mediator. As Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, there is one God and one mediator between God and humanity, and that is the person Jesus Christ. And in the sense that he is a high priest, that means that he is representing us before the Almighty. He is our representative before God, and there are passages that talk about him making intercession for us at the right hand of the Father. So verse 14 of chapter 4, he mentions about Jesus being a high priest, and it says that we have a great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Now, what he wants to do, the writer wants to do, he wants to show the superiority of the of this high priest of this new covenant over the whole priestly system of the old covenant. And he's going to use an Old Testament figure that came on the scene before the law by the name of Melchizedek, who was the priest of the Most High God. But let's go ahead and let's read what the writer of Hebrews says as he goes on down in verse 5. Verse 1, he says, "For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins." And of course, he's talking here about the establishment of the Old Testament priesthood and sacrificial temple that was a part of the Moses Tabernacle and then later Solomon's temple. Verse 4, he says, "And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Christ," every time you see the word Christ in the New Testament, try substituting the word Messiah, because that's what it means. It means Messiah. The word Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, and Christos is the Greek counterpart to the Hebrew Messiah. Greek-speaking Jews would have used the word Christos in reference to their Messiah. And so also Messiah did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." Not according to the order of Aaron, not according to the order of Levi. No, this is a whole new priestly order that God is bringing forth into the earth. And I'll be mentioning how not only is Jesus our high priest, but we have all been made priests. As John says in Revelation, that he has made us kings and priests unto God. But we are a part of a whole new order, priestly order. But let's look at this Melchizedek. He is first found in Genesis chapter 14 at verse 18. And the context of this is that if you read Abraham's story, you'll find that his nephew, with whom he apparently was very close, that his nephew decided to settle next to Sodom and Gomorrah, those two wicked cities. And Sodom and Gomorrah, the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah, went to war with a confederation of other kings They were defeated and many people were carried away captive, including Lot with all of his belongings. They were carried away captive. Someone escaped and came and told Abraham what had happened. So he gathered 300 of his servants and he went and threw a surprise attack. He put this confederation of kings and their armies to flight, rescued all of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. He rescued them. He rescued his nephew Lot with all of his belongings. And as all of this is happening, and and they're beginning to, get their possessions back and order things and so on. Verse 17 of Genesis 14 says, "And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shaveh after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer, and the kings are with him." So the king of Sodom goes out to meet Abraham as he's returning from defeating these people, and he's got all of the goods. And then verse 18 says, "Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, also brought bread and wine." It's interesting. Those are the elements of the Lord's Supper, of communion. And this Old Testament Melchizedek, this is before the law. This is before the sacrificial system. This is before the tabernacle and the temple. And so this mysterious figure called Melchizedek, he brought bread and wine. It says, "And he was priest of the God Most High. And he blessed him." He blessed Abraham. Now, there's another passage that talks about how that the less is blessed by the greater, making the point that this man is greater than Abraham. "And he blessed Abraham and said, 'Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand.' And he," that is Abraham, "gave him tithes of all." So Abraham gave Melchizedek a tenth of all of the spoils that he had taken and recovered from these other kings. Now, here's something about this Melchizedek that is so different from the Aaronic and Levitical priesthood. You know, they were established. We read about them being established in Exodus. And then there was this dynasty, this family dynasty. You couldn't be a high priest unless you were part of the Aaronic family and their descendants. You couldn't be a priest unless you were part of that Levitical family and a part of their descendants. But this Melchizedek, there's nothing said about his descendants, nothing said about his ancestors. There is no mention of where he originated from or anything. He is just suddenly, he is there, a priest of the Most High God, centuries before Moses, before the tabernacle, before the temple. And so Melchizedek comes on the scene. And so now he's called the King of Salem. Most scholars believe that this is a reference to Jerusalem. Salem means peace. And so obviously, way back at this early time, he was the king of Salem, which became Jerusalem. So now the writer of Hebrews is going to use him as an example of the priesthood, the high priestly ministry of Jesus Christ. And he's going also to quote a passage from the Old Testament. And we're going to go ahead and go over, well, let's go ahead and read where he quotes it. And this is in chapter 5, verse 10. He's referring to Jesus and he says, "Called by God as high priest according to the order of Melchizedek." Now, he's referring to an Old Testament passage. I'm going to go over and read it. Psalm 110. And this whole psalm is really terrific. "The Lord said to my Lord, Psalm 110:1. And the first Lord is in all caps. That means Yahweh, the personal covenant name of God. That's the name that God used when he spoke to Moses out of the burning bush. The Lord said to my Lord. Now the second Lord, only the first letter is capitalized. It's the Hebrew word Adonai. Sometimes it is used of God, but it's definitely, sometimes it's used of human beings, but it is definitely a designation of honor and respect, Adonai. But Yahweh said to my Adonai, Adonai, sit at my right hand. Isn't this a picture of Jesus? Isn't this an incredible messianic prophecy? The Lord said to my Lord, Yahweh said to my Adonai, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Wow, till I make your, how long is he going to sit at the right hand? Till I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord, that's Yahweh again, shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people shall be volunteers in the day of your power and the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. You have the dew of youth. The dew of your youth. Now listen to this, verse 4. The Lord has sworn and will not relent. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Now the Psalms, of course, were written centuries after Abraham and after this Melchizedek in Genesis, even centuries after Moses. But here in this messianic psalm, speaking of the Messiah, he says you are going to make him a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. No beginning, no end. There is no ending of his priesthood. Wow. And he has made all of us kings and priests, but he is the high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Wow. So it's not tied to the law. So he's showing his readers the superiority of Jesus and the superiority of this high priestly ministry of this new covenant of the Messiah who is our high priest before God. Now I want to close just by mentioning something Jesus said about Psalm 110 that we read, where it says, the Lord said to my Lord, Yahweh said to my Adonai, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Now, this was a psalm of David. Now, we know, and the Jews all knew, that the Messiah, according to the flesh, was a descendant of David. But what wasn't clear, that the Messiah was going to be God incarnate. Yes, he would come through the Davidic line, but there was going to be much more to him than just the descent of David. He would be God incarnate. Now, Jesus knew who he was. And so he challenged the Pharisees and the rabbis of his day with this question. He quoted Psalms. He said, how is it that you say that the Messiah is David's son? When David himself said, the Lord said to my Lord. In other words, Jesus pointed out that David called the Messiah his Lord, Adonai. A father would never call his son Adonai. Never, never. A son might call his father Adonai, but a father would never call his son Adonai. And Jesus said, how is it? You say that the Messiah is David's son, then how is it that David, by the Spirit, and this is in if you want to look this up, this is in Matthew chapter 12, verse 35, 36. And of course, the answer is the Messiah, this new and greater and better covenant, this great high priest after the order of Melchizedek. The Messiah is far more than a human descendant of David. As Isaiah prophesied, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Yes, David and all other peoples of the earth, the rich, the great, the poor, will one day bow their knee and confess that Jesus is Lord. The whole universe, some it will be too late for them, but eventually the whole universe will know that Jesus is Lord, and he is that eternal high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Well, I'm Eddie Hyatt. I'm so glad you joined me today. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless.